Disclaimer: This story is entirely fictional and any resemblance to any person, dead or alive, is purely coincidental. Viewer discretion is advised. The medicine. It was the year of 2021. The coronavirus has mutated and all research on the vaccine has failed. The coronavirus now killed people by a hemorrhagic fever. 8 hours after the person is affected, small lumps would appear on the body, and after 4 hours, the lumps would erupt with pus and blood. The affected person would have fever, and all organs would start shutting down. The eyes would bleed, and just within a day, the person would be dead. The research done on the 2020 coronavirus is now useless. Many countries have been destroyed. Great and wealthy countries which once prospered are now wastelands full of death and disease. Many countries are left but without people, all dead, killed by the same disease. India was a dying country. Thousands of people are affected, millions of them dead. In the state of Uttar Pradesh was the village of Ghazalpur. The hospital of the village is underdeveloped and people do not get proper treatment and most of the patients die. In that village lived Rahul. He was a small but intelligent boy. His parents died due to the disease and the lack of proper treatment. From that day, he pledged to find a cure and bring the disease to an end. He lived with his uncle and aunt. They mistreated him like anything, did not feed him well, they treated him like a slave. They never thought of him, they asked him to buy food and they didn't even provide him a mask for going outside. His uncle once said, "You are my sister's son and not mine, and I will never take any responsibility for you." One day, his uncle and aunt drove him out of the house. Rahul was now alone, hungry, and at risk of getting affected by the disease he pledged to remove. Rahul wandered through the forests of the hills. He was hungry and tired. 2 days and he still had not eaten a single grain of bread. Walking through the forests, he found a house. It was a bungalow. He entered the house. As the house was completely deserted, Rahul was so tired and hungry he couldn't even walk properly. He somehow located the kitchen and pulled himself towards it and ate some apples. He then slept for a day. When he woke up, he felt quite energized and refreshed than the previous days. He started to explore the bungalow. He saw the beautiful but rotting furnishings of the house. As he was sitting on the bed, he suddenly pressed a button and the walls opened up. Rahul saw a big laboratory open up within the walls. The laboratory was as good as new. He could not believe it. He was actually seeing the real laboratory in front of his eyes. Then he saw the item that increased the value of the lab even more. There was a small package of ampoules. It had the label "Vaccine for Coronavirus." Under the package was a sheet of paper explaining how the vaccine worked. It said, as the person is given the vaccine, the coronavirus cells would be tweaked and would attack themselves with the antibodies required. In this way, the person would be cured within 12 hours. Rahul was shocked. He first thought it was useless and it would do nothing. But he thought to give it a try. He heard from his friends that a city doctor would be coming to visit their village. He took 10 ampoules and rushed to the village hospital. The doctor had just arrived. He asked the doctor to try the vaccines in the ampoules on the patients. The doctor first thought that a little village boy must be playing some little joke, Henry told Rahul that if any of the patients die, it would be his fault. Rahul agreed on the condition that the doctor must tell him that the condition of the patients who to whom the vaccine was given was improving or degrading over time. The doctor agreed. The doctor started giving the vaccines to the patients. He saw that truly the patients were recovering. But then a tricky plan started to come to his mind. He knew that no one would ever believe that an uneducated village boy got the vaccine for the deadly coronavirus. So he thought of telling Rahul that his vaccine did not work. He would then introduce the vaccine to the entire world and then sell it for a high price. The doctor on the next day called Rahul and then told him, "I'm sorry. The vaccine you gave me, it did not work on the patients. I am sorry." Rahul's hopes of getting success were shattered. He understood that he was useless. He thought of getting a job. He got a job as a slave in one of the houses. While he was working, he thought to himself, "I don't know what I would do with all my studies. I had studied so hard just to work in a house, swiping a house clean." As he was thinking this, tears rolled down his eyes. On the other hand, the doctor had left us for the city and is now planning to take it to the Indian government's hospital. The doctor gave the ampoule to the doctors, saying that this vaccine was created by him and was capable of curing the coronavirus. The doctors had tested it on humans affected by the virus and they really saw that the virus was cured by the vaccine. Soon, everyone knew in the world that a vaccine had been created in India. Rahul also heard the news about the invention of the vaccine. He felt happy as no more people would die because of the virus. The doctors sold the vaccine for a high price to various countries, and after a few months, the world was a better living place again. The doctor was to be awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine. Rahul was extremely excited to see the man who cured the world of the deadliest disease. He sat in front of the television, and as soon as the doctor went up onto the stage, Rahul recognized him. It was the doctor to whom he had given his useless vaccine. As the doctor climbed onto the stage, he showed everyone the ampoule, and Rahul understood what had happened. Rahul was tricked. The entire time, the doctor told him that the vaccine did not work. Instead, his vaccine worked, and therefore the doctor tricked him, and doctor could became famous, and he did not. The doctor had tricked Rahul, and now Rahul realized it. But now, nothing can be done. The vaccine was invented, and Rahul could do nothing but feel betrayed. Thank you.